Hey, what's happening?
Hey, Brooks.
I'm okay. Brooks. And that's John over there. Bud. And we're quarantined.
Yep, still in quarantine. We got our buddy Chris with us. Hey, Cos, what's up?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me. Yeah. Also in quarantine. Enjoying it, of course.
Well, a lot hasn't changed for you because you work from home, right? This is same as it always was.
Yeah, I mean, we had a switch daycare situations, but yeah, I mean,
what's
a little bit the same
daycare?
In terms of, well, he was at a larger daycare, and if it's over 10 kids, they tend to like shut down.
Right.
So we ended up moving him to like another daycare, but we found out like Thursday afternoon, Friday we searched the daycare and they started Monday, and it was kind of like a frantic, like, oh, we're still working, but we don't have any place to like take the kids.
Yeah, that's gotta be crazy.
Like a stressful like 48 hours, and I was like filling out forms, like getting medical records because they, you know, got to prove everything with like shots and everything.
So,
but it worked out. I mean, once I got adjusted, Hannah got adjusted. Like my youngest daughter, who was like the wild child, like not shy at all. Like she went in, she was just like, "I run this joint," and then my son was like, "I'll just sit in the corner." Yeah. She's like, "That goldfish is mine."
Hold my pocket.
Yeah. And then my son was like, "I'll just observe in the corner for 2 days and figure this stuff out before I like participate at all."
So he lost his little friends and stuff, right?
Aww.
I know. Sadly, this quarantine is, since they're all starting like actual kindergarten.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think he's going to see the kids again because his good friends have like older siblings. It's like they pulled the kids out early because the older sibling wasn't going to, you know, kindergarten or first grade, whatever grade it was in. So
yeah.
Don't tell him though.
That sucks.
We'll break it to him.
Yeah. Later. Well, you know, he won't remember. Do you guys have friends from when you were 5 years old?
No.
No.
I mean, my friend
I
Aaron.
I talked to Aaron for a while. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. I have a friend Aaron that I knew in kindergarten, but it wasn't like we were best friends in kindergarten. I guess I see my old neighbor every once in a while, but who remembers that shit?
Yeah, it's like my kids really don't seem to care very much about friends. Like Jackson has a guy that he likes to impress while he's at school, and so that kid will think he's cool or something.
Is he older?
No, they're the same age, but for some reason Jackson's like, "This kid's cool, and I want him to, like, whatever he says."
Is it Foster?
That kid's cool. No. That kid is cool, but he went and moved away to Gresham.
Motherfucker.
And
I feel like we went to large enough schools where it's like every time I had a different class in elementary school, it's like it was completely different kids. Mm. Where, John, you went to a smaller school probably where it's like you probably had the same kids.
It was, It was like there was maybe like two or three groups per grade, and you know, you had two different fourth grade teachers or whatever, but you always stayed with the same group, so you knew most of the same kids.
That was the same. My wife had like the same, largely the same people, like, you know, kindergarten through high school, where it's like me, it's like, dang, elementary to middle school, you lose like half or more. High school to middle school, it's like, or middle school to high school, you lose half again.
Yeah, that's not that way out in Podunk nowhere.
She wouldn't still be friends. She wouldn't be forced to be friends with Caitlin anymore if they moved around. Like, all right, I'll stick with her. That's fine.
Oh, they met in college, so.
Oh, really? Okay, never mind.
Yeah.
Damn, my story backfired.
But
so, how's quarantine going for you guys?
I mean, this is Easter weekend.
Easter.
Being it was like 60 and sunny all weekend, like quarantine wasn't bad. But the previous 2 weeks, when it was like showering and sprinkling, and you're like, it's inside this week, and you're just kind of like, what? You guys got a lot of energy, and we have like a small house. Like, we're just gonna run up and down the hallway. I'll chase you guys.
It was much easier to be quarantined and not when there was like nothing to do outside because it was all rainy, and everybody's like, "Oh, okay, well, we'll just stay in." And now it's all sunny, and people are like, "Oh, it's sunny. We got to get out there. We got to get up to the mountain. Got to go to the beach."
Yeah. We're getting a lot of use out of the trampoline. to say the least. Like, that's the MVP of the quarantine is the trampoline at this point.
You just put them in there and zip it up and lock it and be like, all right.
Pretty much. I'm like, you guys can't get out till dad finishes this beer. Like, but yeah. And then, I mean, we're trying to be out more in the front yard more, like get the barbecue going, try to be like a little bit social with like the neighborhood as much as you can.
I've noticed that people are more like talkative than they used to be. Or it's like everybody they're quarantined. So now random strangers or people on my block that I've seen for 10 plus years.
They're more
willing
to walk up to you.
Yeah. Not right up, but like 10 feet away and be like, hey, what's happening? How you doing over there? This is pretty fucked up, isn't it? Oh yeah, it's fucked up.
It sucks being at home, like without a choice, like or mostly without a choice for the most part. I mean, besides going to the grocery store, I haven't really left the house too much.
I was planning on heading to the grocery store yesterday, getting some new shoes and a couple things, but I just didn't end up doing it. So I haven't left, like, got in my car and gone anywhere. You're home all week.
I'm home during the week.
At least
I drop the kids off and pick them up from daycare. But yeah, besides that, I'm not going to. I'm working from home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, at least I'm just get to be out there. I feel like just since it's the weekend that I'm staying home and just not going anywhere, I don't really have a problem. I'm pretty cool. I got plenty. I got 48 hours worth of stuff to do at my house before I get bored.
Exactly. Well, like you said, you're walking around outside, so it's like 2 days a week at home isn't a big deal, and five of them you're out and about.
Yeah.
I guess one thing that's probably interesting about your route is like how things are different. Like, I'm sure traffic is way less. Like, I'm zooming to daycare, like, no problem.
Oh, yeah.
Like, no one in school, no buses, no bus stops. I'm just like, one red light, and I'm just like, there. Like,
I've even taken to just... I hit a couple red lights on my way, but there's no traffic and there's no cops around, so I just roll through them. I'll stop, I'll look, I'll treat it like any other corner. And it's like, these stoplights were put here because, you know, 50,000 people drove down this street a day.
Yeah.
And now when it's 500, no big deal.
Yeah. Make sure, though, when you go through the red light, you yell essential out the window.
That's what... See? Essential coming through.
Yeah.
I was thinking,
we've got to deliver this package, okay?
I was thinking about just getting in a big cape that had the UPS logo and it said essential on the back. Superhero cape. Yeah. I'm not sure. I'm already wearing the mask.
You can do the large essential down the center, like a column, or you could do I'm an E at the top and then essential at the bottom.
How about you, man? Are you worried out there? Germs? Are you a germ?
When I go to the store, you know, I got the Purell. Mm-hmm. I got the face mask now.
Have you?
You know, and I actually, when I go to the grocery store, I do. When I drop the kids off at daycare,
yeah.
It's like, you pull up, they have a camera that they see people come in. It's like, it's just kind of a handoff. Like, I'm not touching anything really besides like my own children. It's like, if they get it, like, there's no way I'm not going to get it if my kids get it. Like, so, but when I go to the grocery store, I'm taking wet wipes that I'm using to like open any like refrigerator to like pull out milk and stuff. And then, you know, Purell before and after, and then face masks, which I just started like the last 2 weeks. We didn't have any, but then like, man, spring cleaning during this quarantine is like getting a huge boost. Cause it's you're at home and you're like, I'm like, I think it's about time to go through that garage. And it's like, we painted a long time ago and we had some like, you know, like three or four masks. It's like, all right, oh, we have masks now. That's cool.
Your
like,
painter's masks are what you're wearing out?
We got some surgical ones.
Okay.
But
Kirsten,
I haven't
borrowed them from work. Oh,
I think we just kind of had them for like, I don't know what the project. I mean, we've been here for 10 years. It's like there's been so many potential opportunities. But yeah, it is weird because when I do go to really the only two stores I've gone to have been Fred Meyer's and Costco.
Uh-huh.
And it's like the people under 40 are doing the face masks. Like they'll maybe have a wet wipe for like opening like a refrigerator at a grocery store or like the cart. But it's like, I mean, there's like so many people that are like 60 and older. Like there's like both the married couple going. It's like, well, why do you both need to be here? Like it's a grocery shop. Like no masks.
They're both getting
it. Yeah. You know, if no gloves, it's like, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. What's the point of the risk to me?
We can only, I mean, think about ourselves, I guess. Like, I don't worry about, I see other people, like, not being careful, but that's up to them. I don't know. I've heard, like, people calling the cops on kids at the park playing basketball. And I'm like, okay, we get it. There's worse things that these kids could be doing. But if they're, I don't know, if they're breaking the rules, they're probably not visiting their grandmas because they're probably not good grandchildren.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I'm just trying to be clean because, like, I don't want to infect someone else.
Yeah.
I mean, if I get it, it happens, but I don't want to infect anyone else. Like that would be more of a guilty conscience on my end. Like if I get it, it happens. But I'd be more guilty if someone else got it from me.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't know. But I'm doing my best. I've never been such a germaphobe in my entire life.
So I think it would have been interesting if I would have like wrote down every time I wash my hands and for how long. And as each week progressed, like the slope goes like, I'm singing like the happy birthday song twice. Now I'm like just saying my name twice. Like it's just progressively like, yeah, I just ran under hot water and scrubbed really quick.
Yeah. That first week I was definitely like 10 times a day I wash my hands. And then it went down to like 7 times, and now I'm like 4 times washing my hands. I'll squirt some hand sanitizer on there. And
well, and definitely the length too. It's like where it's like at first they're like, you gotta sing the happy birthday song, and now it's like I'm speeding through it. Like the first week it was cool, like to teach your kids and like, yeah, we gotta do this longer, and now it's like you rub your hands pretty hard there. Like it's not.
John's got nothing to worry about. He's got the cleanest hands in town.
Yeah, that's true. Sorry, I had to go take care of a kid for a minute, but I'm back. Yeah, I wear gloves like most of the day, and so I'm not worried about anything. Except I have to go to the store.
Yeah,
I've been to Costco once, which was kind of sketchy.
As crazy as they're saying on the news.
No, they limit how many people can come in. So, like, those early riser old folks are out there huddled in the cold waiting for the store to open so they can rush in and buy toilet paper. But I went at, like, 3 p.m. and it was fine. It wasn't a big deal.
Yeah. Definitely, like, the first 2 weeks of March, like, March 15th when I think, like, the Oregon State in order was, like, the 18th or 19th.
Right after your birthday,
roughly.
Man.
Right after my birthday, yeah.
You were
those
right
first
before your birthday.
Yeah, my birthday week that started for 10 days that ended abruptly. But I think it was on the week before my birthday. And then, yeah, like my birthday was a Saturday. Obviously, we didn't do anything we planned to, but nothing happened. But yeah, like it was Sunday or Monday when the stay-at-home order went in. That first week, like anytime you went to the store, it was nuts.
Yeah.
And now it's like, I went to Costco today, and like usually the parking lot's like completely full, and it was like half full, which is pretty unusual.
Yeah, I think all the like infrastructure's catching up with all the panic buyers, and people are the stores are getting food, so people aren't freaking out so much.
Yeah, there's really not a shortage.
No,
I mean, when I went to Costco, like there was multiple aisles that the end caps had toilet paper that people would grab, but like you could find it if you walked around the store. Like,
yeah,
there was nothing that was like out. It's just at this point. I mean, there's still like the wet wipes are still out and stuff like that.
Oh, mine had baby wipes. So,
well, we had baby wipes, but I mean, like the more like higher alcohol content. Like,
oh, right. Well, there's like an egg shortage, though, that's going on. Did you guys see that? There's like for Easter or for people buying lots of eggs. I don't know. You can't hoard eggs. So maybe all the chickens are dead.
We kind of bought a bunch of eggs, or didn't buy a bunch, bought our normal 4 dozen. I think maybe we got 5 dozen. I have probably go through 4 dozen a week. And we bought some, and then Jamie was buying more every week, but that old pack stayed at the bottom of the shelf, and we just kept stacking the new eggs on top. And I got to one of the bottom, and it was funky.
After
a month old eggs. Could have been something else, but I eat eggs every morning, and this one morning I was like, there's something off about these.
You do two or how many eggs?
I eat like 4 eggs, 4 or 5 eggs, depending on the day.
You eat it with anything?
Hot sauce. I'm trying to be like Paul Bunyan.
Yeah, I do like 2 or 3 eggs with like a little bit of salsa a lot.
I'm working my way up to 60 eggs every morning so I can get big and strong.
Like Gaston.
Yeah.
So Zoom gives us 10 more minutes before I have to start paying.
What is the thing?
I can only have a 40-minute meeting. So you want to break this up into two?
Yeah. We'll just keep...
We'll just cancel.
We got what?
How many more minutes?
8 minutes. 8 and a half minutes.
Yeah.
You tell me when it's counting down, and then somebody say a cliffhanger.
Well, we'll just cut it together and make it one.
No.
Okay.
We gotta have a cliffhanger, and then we'll have a commercial break in the middle.
Oh, okay.
Okay, Chris, it's probably now that it's almost a month after your birthday. John and I would like to tell you that we had a giant birthday party planned.
Oh, it was huge.
For your 35th birthday.
All your favorite sports heroes were there.
I actually...
Kobe Bryant was there. A 12-pack of Trulies.
Mm-hmm. All black cherry.
Yeah, get that grapefruit out of here.
Yeah, fuck off, Trulies.
What else? There weren't any strippers, and because we know that makes you feel uncomfortable, which is perfectly fine.
I think you're thinking of a different Chris.
It's your birthday. But yeah, I'm sorry. Next year, big old 36. We're gonna do it upright.
Yeah, I feel like Labor Day is gonna be a big like 6 months of birthdays all crammed in.
Oh, everyone's gonna get it out then.
Yeah. Yeah, so we can get the second wave of coronavirus.
Yeah, probably.
Starting after Labor Day. Yeah.
Well, like, my kids' birthdays are next month, and I was like, I don't think we're going to be doing anything. You guys didn't do anything, obviously, Brooks, for your boys.
We didn't. We just had...
Jackson's not quite his birthday, right?
Jackson's birthday is in a couple days.
Right.
But Daniel's birthday was the other day, and I don't think they did a little... I mean, we had... cupcakes for him. We woke up early. He really wanted to paint. He knew it was his birthday. This is like the first year he's been really excited. Mm-hmm. He was like talking about all the things. Yeah. Like really last year he was just like go with the flow, whatever. Not even worried about what was going to happen. But this year is like, we're going to wake up first thing. We're going to paint those Easter eggs. And then like, he had this list of things because I have to leave. I still had to work that day. So we ran through like 5 cool things. And then I was like, all right, see ya. And he got cake and candy and played as many video games as he wanted and did a bunch of fun stuff. But he was perfectly cool with it.
Yeah.
I think Jamie's dad and siblings came, like drove by and waved to him and handed out some presents out the window.
That's nice. My mom did an Easter candy drop 2 days ago. And, I mean, I got to talk to her for a minute, but that's it.
We thought about doing, like, the drive-by, like, grandparents' visits, but, like, I feel like my kids are young enough where, like, my son would understand like why we can't have the car, but yeah. he'd be like really sad as we left. And my daughter, like, who's 20 months old, would be like,
what was that?
Just, yeah, shrieking and yelling, like, what are we doing? This is dumb.
Why are we getting out of the car?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hate seatbelts.
I've been telling Owen, like, you know, we can't go because we're being careful and we don't want people to get sick. And he gets it. And he's like, I just want to stay home. So I think we're going to have a hard time actually getting him to go back to daycare. He's like, no, I'll stay home.
After all this.
Home is awesome. I get to play video games all day and fuck around, play on the outside and swing.
When we switched daycares, my son was like, I don't want to go for like a week. Yeah. He's like, let's just hire a babysitter. Because that was like initially we thought, we're like, oh, let's have a nanny right. babysitter. Yeah. And then it was like, no, we're going to sign it for daycare. And now he's like starting to get used to it. But now he's, especially on the weekends when he's home all the time, he's like, is it a home day? And usually he used to get so excited. And now he's like,
bored.
Okay.
Yeah. For a long time, Owen was like, I want to go see my friends. I want to go see my teacher. Because he's always really liked going to daycare. But at some point, it's turned. And now he's like, no, never again. I just want to stay home. Yeah. I think since the weather turned, because it's been really nice the last week, finally. And they're just outside running around, playing with all the toys and having a good time.
I was telling Brooks while you were away, I was like, the real winner of quarantine for kids is the trampoline.
Oh, dude, yeah.
It's like, hey, you guys need to burn some energy? I told Brooks, well, John, you have the same one as a kid's trampoline. Yeah. Like, I zip it up, I lock it, I'm like, kids, you can't leave until I finish this beer.
Yeah, my kids, we still get a ton of use out of it. Like, the trampoline never really gets old.
Yeah.
And as an adult, it's fun to lay down in there. I don't know if you've crawled in there, Chris.
Yeah, I'll sit in there and I'll put like Hannah in my lap because Ethan jumps so hard that Hannah has trouble staying afloat sometimes that I'll put her in my lap and we'll just kind of jump together. Yeah.
That's part of the game. You got to knock over your sister.
Getting the shit beat out of you?
Yeah. Sometimes she doesn't care, but she's getting a lot better. I mean, gosh, she's in there every day now. But
June's tall enough she can reach up and grab like the top of the netting. And that helps.
Oh, has she tore the bar off?
No, not yet. Owen's been climbing up and doing a backflip off the bar. Yeah, he climbs up the bar and like kicks his legs around and does a flip.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're having a lot of fun with it.
My son's getting like using it as like a pull-up bar to like see how much he can get as like his body over. But a couple times he's like pulled it so hard he's like, one part is kind of he's loosened up. It'll like come off randomly. He's like, Dad, fix this. I'm like, you can't grab the net, bud. Yeah. Like, if this breaks, like, this is not an essential item. It'll take like a month before you get it from like Amazon. Yeah.
It's hard to explain to kids, like, this is a cheap piece of Chinese garbage. If you break it, like, I can't fix it, you know?
Yeah.
Like, be gentle to this.
You're not this like, is the one toy you can't break. They make those trampolines? They make them in Wuhan, China, where the outbreak started. So they're not making anymore. You'd be really specific. That factory was shut down to make masks.
And he's like, I know. So it's people from those wet markets eating those bats. I'm like, how did you know that? It's on YouTube.
I've been watching. YouTube kids, learn about the coronavirus.
Yeah.
Well, because it's like kind of, you know, it's such a big story. It's like kind of so fascinating. Like, we don't usually watch the news.
No.
Like, you know, we'll have kids' cartoons on the background while we're like making dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, when it was raining those 2 weeks, like, and it was like kind of the peak news part of it, like, we'd leave the news on in the background while the kids were playing. But, like, my son, who's 5 going on 6 in September, like, he kind of would like absorb stuff. And so, like, he's definitely like wants to. I know I'm driving to school. I'm picking him. He's like, ask me about the coronavirus. Like, sometimes we'll be like, hey, you want to play in the front yard? He's like, nah, those kids might have coronavirus in the front yard.
We're going to have a whole generation of kids like, obsessed with washing their hands and like into wearing masks. I think that'd be a good thing, especially like all winter. Just people do social distancing in 10 years. Like, keep doing it.
Yeah.
Why do we have to have a cold and flu season? It sucks.
Well, usually, yeah, a lot of people get the flu, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, get sick as shit in the winter. All right, Brooks.
Well, I mean,
we have less than 1 minute.
Oh.
What's your cliffhanger?
Oh, no.
What have you noticed?
I've definitely noticed that I used to be a terrible human, just walking around the neighborhood, just hawking loogies everywhere and just rubbing my germ-covered hands all over everything.
Oh no, but Kirsten's here.
Kirsten!
Oh, she's going to shut you down.
Oh, those are divorce papers.
Oh, hey.
We'll find out after this.
Find out. Did they get divorced?
The divorce papers came in a liquid bottle.
And we're back. So, are you getting divorced? Was that divorce papers that just showed up?
No, wife just, showed up? Just the rest of the bottle of wine.
Nice.
Okay.
There's a paper at the bottom, but I haven't got to it yet.
The note in the bottom of the bottle.
Did you text her that you needed more wine, or she just knew? She could sense an empty wine glass.
No, I sent her a text message.
Somewhere, there's an empty wine glass. Quick, to the bedroom.
I whispered it in the air, and I went downstairs eventually.
Kirsten was asleep, and she woke up. What's going on? Empty wine glass. My people need me.
Yep. So what do you guys do today for Easter?
I woke up early and stuffed some eggs and went and chucked them out in the yard. And my kids ran out and they got like 3 or 4 eggs, and then they come inside and then eat it and go back to playing. And I'm like, guys, there's more eggs out there. And it took them like 3 sessions to get all the eggs. Because Hollis's not like a candy guy. He just doesn't really care. And so he would get like one piece and he's like, I'm good. I tried to give him a Twix and he's like, what the hell is this? And he's like sniffing it and goes, bleh.
Oh.
I won't eat it. I'm like, all right, kid, whatever. Well, more for me.
That seals the deal, man. Your kid's a dud.
Yeah.
Not even a milk dud.
Nope.
Bring him back. Call that stork and say, give me one with a sweet tooth.
He's a chip kind of kid. He's like, he'll eat pirate's booty till the fucking cows come home.
Last week I edited out when Owen was hanging out in the beginning down in the basement. Oh, here
speak
he comes
of the devil.
Turn off the light.
Hey, no, leave the light off. Hey, I'm talking to Brooks right now. Can you go back upstairs?
Why are your pants off, Papa?
Owen, take your door and go back upstairs.
Who's worry, that chained up against the wall?
Don't worry about him.
Who's that guy in the full leather over there?
Why is he taking?
That's Daddy's gimp. Please don't talk to him. How come nobody talks about that shit in Pulp Fiction? They just had a gimp. What was that?
What
did
do you
we
mean?
Ever get an answer?
What's the deal? What's the problem?
What's the deal?
John?
I don't know, man.
They were before their times. No kink shame back in 1992 on Pulp Fiction.
Is that how old that movie is?
Yeah.
It was a different time.
Yeah, different. A simpler time.
Simpler time. We've started caring too much about what people do. Yeah. I remember back in the days when they would just let people be themselves. Not a racist person at all.
No.
And it's slowly just over time. It's just gotten worse and worse.
All those movies from the 80s and 90s hold up so well.
Oh, yeah. No weird sexist stuff in them at all.
Yeah.
I just watched. Oh.
Go ahead.
You go ahead.
I just watched The Thomas Crown Affair.
With Pierce Brosnan?
Pierce Brosnan and Rene Russo. That movie holds up really well. It's very good. I recommend it to people still. Check it out at your local Blockbuster.
You know what holds up pretty well too? I saw like most of the movie recently was True Lies with Arnold Schwarzenegger and Jamie Lee Curtis. I mean, Schwarzenegger, it was a different time. He kind of comes off as a weirdo creep a little bit, but like the action sequences hold up because I think they blew up like a real bridge somewhere.
It was a big budget movie.
Yeah, it was a huge budget movie, but yeah.
That's one of my wife's favorite movies.
True Lies?
She watched it a million times growing up. Yeah, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, my wife's cool. What's your wife's favorite movie?
Well, she was probably, I'm going to guess, 12 when that movie came out, right? True Lies?
Yeah, somewhere in there. Maybe a little older.
I was a little bit too young when it came out, and I actually remember kids talking about it on the playground when I was 8, because there's some mild nudity. No.
I think you see Jamie Lee Curtis's.
She just gets into her bra and panties. She does like a sexy dance for him.
And the kids that had bad parents and no, the kids that parents didn't care if they watched R-rated movies, would be like coming in and talking about it to all of us people whose like parents were like, no way.
No.
So they were like in their own, like talking about blowjobs at 8 years old was like, you don't quite know. There's things they talk about and you're like, what's going on in this movie? I was really, and I was disappointed.
Young Brooks was like, watched it. The yogurt lady does a topless or a sexy dance in this movie.
Yeah. The yogurt lady.
Gotta keep
my favorite actress from Freaky Friday. I love her.
Is that Jamie Lee Curtis?
Yeah. Are you guys gonna like censor what kind of shit your kids get to watch? Like rated R.
I mean, nowadays, like, there's you can buy like my kid watches like Disney Plus,
right?
Or like you can set Netflix to like under like a certain age. Like, yeah, I think it's a little bit. Well, you can set them like now. I think it's like 5 to 7. Like, is his Netflix login? Right. So it's like I'm not really too worried about it.
We were watching The Invisible Man with
Kevin
Elizabeth
Bacon?
Moss. No, no, the new one, not Hollow Man.
Oh, that horror movie. Yeah,
yeah. And there's like some blood and stuff and people getting murdered. And my kids are watching. I'm like, don't watch this. But I mean, I don't really care. Owen's seen Mad Max Fury Road like 20 times.
Well, that's just a cinematic masterpiece.
It is. Truly, it is. But he was a little too
young. I mean, that's his version of our version of like Terminator 2.
That's true, dude. Terminator 2 fucking. Yeah. That movie's amazing.
I remember watching Terminator 2 quite a bit as a young child.
I feel like it was on TV a lot.
Yeah.
It was the edited down version. I think I watched it on TV the first 10 times and I was like, wait a minute, what's John looking around at? This video.
There's a shotgun in there.
I can hear people walking upstairs.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I can hear upstairs. Yeah.
Hold on, carry on. I'll be back.
Don't say anything funny, cause.
are you muting this or we keep going?
No, we're keep going. Man, yeah. You don't go out much. You stay at home, right?
During quarantine, I mean
regular time. Do you only feel bad because I didn't go out much before? Like, I went over to people's houses on Saturday night, and the rest of the week I was at my house.
So, yes, I have two children, so it is more that, you know, wake up very early in the morning. It is very difficult to socialize at night.
Mm-hmm. So it's like...
When you have to get up maybe at 5:30 or 6 in the morning, yes. It is beneficial to go to bed at 10 or 10:30, to say the least, but, I mean, I don't know. I mean, most of us grew up and had kids. Like, it's not like we're having too many special events outside of birthdays or holidays.
I'm perfectly fine with hanging out. Like I said, man.
The older you get, the more responsibilities and the longer the hangover. So it's.
I've been catching up. We started watching all the Marvel movies from the beginning. So back
good
to
good choice. Good choice.
Back to what John was saying about movies. I think PG-13 until my kids are whatever teens, then I'll probably step it up to some rated R movies. Once they're teenagers, even right now, it's like kids know way more than you think they do, or what? I mean, I did.
There's less rated R movies, I feel like, now than there was before.
Huh.
Because the lower the rating, the higher the theatrical sales. Like, no Marvel movies rated R. Like, none of the Marvel movies, I don't think, are above P.
I'm not going to show them, what was that, Thor Ryan Reynolds?
Deadpool's not rated R. Yeah, but that was from Fox, not directly from Disney Marvel. It was from, like, Fox had a license for Deadpool. But that is a good movie. It is rated R, and that's why it was great.
I'll probably let my kid watch that movie when he's...
I mean, if you got Disney Plus, I think you're going to probably have, most of the movies, right? Most of the Marvel movies.
That one won't be on Disney Plus, right?
No, it's through Fox.
Oh, no.
And a lot of the Spider-Man movies are through Sony, so they're not on Disney Plus either.
So we've made it up to... We watched today, we just finished off Captain America.
And the first one?
The very first one. So we're only like 4 or 5 movies in, I think. So
you're getting a little bit of the hype of the first Avengers movie coming up.
Yep, coming up to the first Avengers. I didn't realize going in, like, I watched them all. There's like a handful that I didn't watch.
Yeah.
But they...
Yeah, the second Thor movie you can probably miss.
Yeah, it was like that one I didn't watch. And I think the second Captain America, but I heard that one was pretty cool. Winter Soldier.
Winter Soldier and Civil War, I think, is the third Captain America movie. The first Captain America movie is okay, but the last two are pretty awesome, in my opinion. Winter Soldier and Civil War.
He just doesn't like bullies. I don't care who they are or where they're from. That Captain America.
What's up, guys? I'm back.
Okay, so the show me and Brooks were talking about, he's watching the Marvel movies catching up because he missed the last 20 years. But
yeah.
Guys, we got to talk about Tiger King.
Oh, I tried watching and I was just like, all right, these people are psychos. I don't need to watch this.
That is the best part. Like, there's no good person in the entire show. It's just, like, naturally crazy people.
The best person in the whole show was this, like, Colombian drug lord that probably murdered hundreds of people. And he was, like, the best character. Yeah. He just really liked tigers.
The best character. Joe Exotic will be the most popular Halloween costume this year.
If it doesn't get canceled.
And Carol Baskin will be the second most popular outfit. Guarantee.
It's Kirsten again.
Hey, it's Kirsten.
Hey, Kirsten.
I don't know.
She's going to bed.
Oh, she's going to bed back there.
Nah, she's got an hour of TikToks to watch.
That's like 5 hours yesterday.
What's that vibrating sound coming from behind you?
Yeah, don't worry about it. You're like, it sounds like my wife's bed. It's got a weird vibrating sound.
They must have had a Groupon. So you fell off the show?
These are all PG-13 movies, the Marvel movies. And John, before you left, you asked about... I'll probably wait until, you know, they're 13 or so, in their teens.
To watch a rated R movie?
What is the rated R popular? Like, John Wick is, like, the only thing
I can think of. It depends on the movie.
And watching, like, Office Space with my kid...
Yeah, Office Space is rated R, but it's just like for swearing, which is like, who cares? There's no like tits or violence or anything really dark. There's that one scene.
Hey, put on Channel 6.
Oh. Yeah. I couldn't really get into Tiger King. I watched like 15 minutes. So I was like, all right, I get it. They're all fucking nuts. But I feel completely
that's like
left
the
out.
Best part. Like, it just gets more nuts every episode, like, and it's a real story. Like, that's the crazy part.
Yeah, guess what? People aren't they in Florida? Guess what? People from Florida are out of their fucking minds.
The main character is in Oklahoma, and then one of the side characters is in Florida.
Just anybody that likes tigers is got something going on that they've got a tiger to compensate for this other terrible thing that they do with their life.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, like, if I was at a party and I met a stranger and they said, I have a gun, I'd be like, but then the person next to him said, I have a tiger. I'd be more afraid of the person with a tiger than a gun. like, oh, let's just, this tiger person, don't give him any more alcohol. This guy's fucking nuts. Cause like anyone that owns a tiger is like insane.
Yeah. I've made a lot of poor life decisions.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't have a gun. I don't have a gun. I have a tiger. So Tigers miss. Don't miss. Like a gun, I got
my concealed carry for my tiger.
You get like a baby Bjorn and just carry a tiger around in your belly. Slashing at people. So I think my daughter gets night terrors. That's what was going on.
From all the rated R movies. We get it, John. Yeah.
Mm-hmm, yeah. No, she does it every once in a while. She'll wake up crying.
Terminator.
Yeah, she's like, stay off me, Joe Exotic.
John Connor's coming. Watch out, Joe Exotic.
Don't drink that carton of milk.
Furiosa!
But, yeah, Furiosa. No, my older kids have had this where for a period of time when they're little, they wake up really confused. And it's like a nightmare that they like aren't awake for, and they can't wake up. So they wake up, or, you know, they get up and they're crying, but you can't like wake them up and shake them out of it. It's really weird.
That is weird. Do you ever get the nightmare grow out of it?
It's been a while since I think when we talked about this before, I think I remember Jackson, not specifically that or one of them, just being like, just screaming uncontrollably. And then and even after they're awake and it's like, they have no idea why they're screaming.
Right. Yep. Exactly.
It's really fun. Parenting.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a lot of fun.
Once you grow out of it. Joy in it. Yeah.
I am not grow back into that.
It. I've
it
been
just
having,
happens with some people. I don't know.
I've been having trouble sleeping lately. I don't know what it is.
Really?
I think the world's beating me down. Like I walk around with no cares in the world, and finally something hit me that I don't know why. This whole thing,
really?
And now I'm like scared about this. I'm not really scared, but there's something out there that they're talking about. Maybe I just should stop paying attention to the news.
Yeah, that's chore number one is stop paying attention to the news.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the main problem. Because
whenever
just
I
focus
just
focus on your family and your job and your friends, and that's all that really you can influence in this world. That's all that matters. You know, like just be grateful you still have a job, you still have a house. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You can't be worried about the whole world.
Well, exactly. Like, I mean, be thankful you don't work in a like. Someplace that has been affected by this in terms of like your job.
Any other place, almost.
Pretty
no,
much.
No, there's a lot of places that aren't affected. Like, is your work's not really changing a lot?
No, my work is.
People still getting loans for houses?
Well, and there's been a lot of federal level inflection.
Bailouts, big bank bailouts, yeah.
Personal and small business that is, we're getting flooded with applications.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. That's what I would call it.
Mm-hmm. Cool. No problems.
Yeah.
We'll all be fine.
Want to work 7 days a week, 12 hours a day? No problem. Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, I know friends that, or I know people that work at restaurants or like in the service industry. It's like, they're furloughed, they're laid off, they're not making, you know, money. Like, just I'm just thankful that it is not at this current time. It could affect me later, where it hasn't changed anything dramatically.
Yeah, so far so good. Who knows?
The ripple effect, like people are making less money, people are buying less things. That's
right.
Going to have an effect on every company potentially long term. I mean, I have friends in the construction. It's like all the private jobs have basically been shut down, but anything that's funded by like state or federal government money is still going.
Yeah. You know? I talked to Dave a couple weeks ago and he said he's still working like normal. But
yeah,
who knows? Yeah, it might take a couple weeks to hit him.
There was even there's a auto body shop on my route that has just a big old lot with cars that are about to get worked on. There's usually 20 cars that are smashed in and they just work them through. And without as many people driving, there's just less accidents. And there's like no cars in there. And that's still with whatever 20 people working at.
There's still plenty of bad drivers out there. I'm still noticing.
No, there's just way less people. Like my my auto insurance is giving us like a 20% discount
for
the rest of your policy because it's like so many people are driving less that they're not paying out claims at all.
And my student loans are on break for 6 months.
Oh, cool.
Until September, which is rad.
I heard about that. I was going to ask you, their federal loans are deferred, zero interest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sweet. So I'm not paying interest for 6 months. I don't have to pay my monthly, which is,
too much.
Fairly sizable. So that's pretty cool. And we haven't sent the kids back to daycare yet. So we're saving $500 a week, which is awesome.
That's nice.
Damn.
Yeah. For now. At some point, they're going to have to go back, though, because it's, Tanya working full time and watching the three kids is just fucking brutal, And she can't take a conference call or anything without the kids screaming in the background.
Yeah. A lot of works have been, pretty friendly for this, first month or two, where it's like, hey, things are kind of crazy, we don't know when things are going to open, is in general, we get it, we understand, things are going to be flexible. There's no 9 to 5. It's we understand if you're flexing out a Monday to work on a Saturday.
Right.
But I feel like around May, they're going to be
That's kind of our sense too, is, April's still kind of in turmoil, but by the time May rolls around, we got to get our shit together. So they probably only have a couple more weeks of staying at home and then we're just going to have to take them back to daycare. And
is your daycare like his where it's less than 10, John?
Yeah, they have like
the day shut down.
No, I guess they're still open. I call them every week and say I'm not going to bring them in for the next week, and they're still there. So we'll see. Maybe things will change, but I think we'll be okay.
Oh. Did we talk about Lizzie, my sister-in-law?
No,
she's
how's
been
she
on the
doing?
Podcast a couple times.
Yeah.
She's just fucking working like crazy. She works at an ER in Harlem, and it's nuts. She's used to work three 12-hour shifts a week, I think, and now she's working like 5, 6, and just tons and just working like crazy. There was a all of them have the full mask, the full shield that comes down, just all this other stuff.
Yeah,
and she's there shoving big old Q-tips down people's noses and tickling their brains because that's what you have to do to test for this thing.
My cousin's wife, actually, she lives down in Sweet Home or out of Eugene, and she just flew over to New York to work it because she's a nurse.
Oh.
I think
they're flying in.
Yeah, just because they're so understaffed, and she said she's just working like fucking crazy. And I'm sure they dangled a pretty large financial carrot to get that to happen.
I have a friend that's in Chicago. And he was going to school, and then he was bartending / waitering. But his girlfriend is a nurse, and so school's closed, all restaurants are closed, and
all bars are closed.
So it's he's unemployed and not going to school, basically,
right?
Or sort of online school. And he's and they just signed an apartment lease in November. So he's I'm. As soon as she comes home, I'm doing everything. Food is ready. I did your laundry.
You better be.
Yeah. Things will be hopefully great.
And then she leaves and he plays video games for 12 hours. Yeah. That'd be nice.
She's at work, working 10 to 12 hour shifts. And he's I just try to focus the 8 hours you see her.
Yeah, that's good. I think there's a lot of people doing that right now, really supporting the one person who has to work or is considered essential.
Yeah.
Right, Brooks? Are you getting a lot of extra love at home?
I get the same amount of love, which was
okay. So
no complaints before.
Okay.
No good. Change. Well, when I get home now at 8:30, the dishes are done. They're not saved. So I don't have to do the dishes.
Oh, that's nice.
So that's my job. My only job. Do the dishes, bring out the recycling. Brooks' things.
You don't even bring out the trash, just the recycling.
Just recycling.
Yeah. And you just throw the glass over the neighbor's yard.
Those hobos want that anyway, so.
Well.
Bottle returns closed down.
This morning at 6 a.m., I think there was some people visiting or maybe the better weather, people hanging out. So they've been pretty rowdy over there, over on the patio next door. Jamie said this morning she heard people like, "I don't give a fuck about the police." And like at 6 a.m. yelling like, okay, I'm not going to say anything to anybody. I'm the coolest neighbor that anybody could ever have.
Right. You should write the email to Kavanaugh.
What am I
on these people?
Before you write that email, make sure you dip over the fence and ask if they have any Bloody Marys to go with your omelet in the morning.
Shit, yeah. There you go. Free cocktail for breakfast.
Guys, I won't complain, but if you give me a Bloody Mary every Saturday or Sunday, I'll let it slide.
Just pour some vodka in this drink here. Thank you.
They're probably complaining about the neighbor that's running his shop vac at 11:30 at night with the garage door open, using his bandsaw.
Oh, yeah.
Neighbor next door.
What a fucking asshole. My deaf neighbor, he does a lot of woodworking stuff.
Oh, he does?
And he'll be running, you know, saws and belt sanders and stuff. And I always wonder, it's not that loud, but...
you can feel the vibration.
I'm sure he knows it makes noise, but can he... Like, if the police come and knock on his door, they're like, "Hey, man, you got to be quiet." He'll be like, "I'm fucking deaf." Like, shouldn't that get you out of noise complaints?
Because
they're like, "Hey, this thing that you can't hear, can you stop doing it?" I'd be like, "Give a fuck off, cops."
I think handicapped people get a lot of cool advantages for being handicapped.
Yeah.
I'm not saying
like
that
parking spots. Brooks told
like
me.
Yes. I'm not saying that those
have had it too good for too long.
They're not. I'm not saying they're not worth it.
You're deaf. You can still park farther away. You don't need a parking nearby. Brooks told me.
But yeah, they don't have to pay for parking. If you have a parking pass, a handicap parking pass, you just park wherever, no meter, and they can't give you tickets. So
if they can't hear the paper go against their car.
No, they can just park wherever they want. No time limit or anything.
Tanya signed us up to pick up a dinner from a fancy restaurant downtown, a restaurant called Bullard, which is like one of the guys who's on Top Chef started a restaurant downtown. Cool. And on Thursday, I swung by, and it's in like the bottom of a hotel on 8th and Alder. And there's just a woman there with a table and a bunch of bags of to-go food. And she just asked my last name, gave me a bag. But it was...
She'd paid for it on... She'd already paid for it online. You just walk up.
Yeah, like all the meals get bought out like beforehand because people are really excited to eat these fancy restaurant food.
Mm-hmm.
Like these chefs that are sort of famous, you know? And... it's weird driving downtown because there's no cars down there. I was a little early, so I just parked wherever I felt like it. Sat in my car for like 20 minutes. And it was 4:30 on a Thursday. It was awesome.
Yeah,
anyway, the food was pretty good.
You must be getting home pretty quick nowadays from being
I imagine. It's a goddamn dream. It's amazing.
It's like 15, 20 minutes. Like.
Yeah, I have like a 30-minute orgasm as I'm driving home because I'm going like 80 the whole time. Yeah. It's awesome.
You can actually hold your breath under the tunnel on 26.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I just like zip through everything now.
10-second.
It's changed my life. It's so great.
It's gonna
We actually drove around with the family just to get out of the house last night. We just went on a little drive.
I heard people talking about putting driving up the- Christmas lights. Did you hear about this?
Mm-mm.
I've had people in my neighborhood.
It was like, what are they doing?
They're just, you put like a stuffed animal in your window, so like when people walk around the neighborhood, they see they can like look at whatever animals in your window.
It gives them.
So like we put like a bear in our window, yeah. So like little kids, like I got a little lot of little kids on my neighbor or my dead end street that they're like, you know, looking up for stuffed animals and stuff.
All right, Brooks, you want to read us a question?
So we got Tanya.
We got 6.5 minutes here, so
yeah.
So Tanya, 49. Great questions. What trend makes you feel old, John?
I've talked about this before, but like, kind of Twitch TV in general makes me feel out of touch. Just watching people play video games is really, I don't know, strange for me.
Mm-hmm.
People who like people
are you messing around with your mic?
Sorry.
Yeah.
But people who like follow Ninja or PewDiePie or whatever, I just it does not appeal to me at all.
Doesn't your son watch people play like Minecraft though?
Mm-mm, no, he doesn't Mine know does. Anything about Minecraft
or whatever Nintendo game.
No, no, he plays Nintendo all the time. He doesn't really watch anybody.
It definitely makes me feel old because, like, I wouldn't obviously when we were younger, there was not good enough internet to watch someone. But like, my son, like, he's into like he doesn't want to play games, but he's into watching people play games. Where it's like, we would have never thought of that as kids. Like,
no,
we're like, we want that Super Nintendo game. Like, we don't want to watch anyone play it.
Yeah, it well, actually I just used to watch bumps all me my out.
Friends play.
Your older brothers too.
Yeah.
They give you the unplug controller.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You have the Nyko Mad Cats controller.
Yeah, the clear one.
Yeah.
What a piece of shit. No,
it looks cool, though.
I'll watch these people play, and I'm like, oh, man, they're really good. That fucking bums me out. You know, I'm going to go play a game by myself where I can't be judged against people who are really good. You can watch, like, competitive players. It's just, I don't know. What about
I
you,
mostly
Brooks?
Watch it for to learn how to beat something. Like, yeah. Okay.
But that's been around, that's I feel different. Like, longer. Like, that's just like a walkthrough, but a video version of a... Mm-hmm. Like, because yeah. in the old days, you'd buy, like, a magazine that had, like, a walkthrough of a game. Now you just, like, watch it on YouTube.
Yeah. Or you're like, oh, how do I get this one power up? Okay, cool. Let me check that out. Or I'll watch a video to be like, what's this game kind of like?
Yeah, like a review or something.
Yeah, but I don't watch guys run around playing Minecraft like cracking jokes like Brooks does.
Yeah, yeah. It's almost like a podcast.
That's what I'm saying.
I know.
It's a podcast that you could look at.
I understand that there's appeal for it, but there isn't any appeal for me.
No.
Anything new, I'm just adverse to for the longest time. I'm just like TikTok. I'm too old to get into TikTok, and then everybody's loving it. You love it. Kirsten's watching it behind you.
And yeah, but with this quarantine though, there's so many people that are like our age in this quarantine that are getting on TikTok. Like, it's not even like for younger people.
No, there's lots of
there's so many on. Like all these people that are like stay at home parents / teachers / like everything. Like they're getting on TikTok. They're filming what they're doing. Because it's so easy to post on other sites, like, it's no longer, like, if you're over 40, maybe, I don't know, like, our age, like, 80s babies, I don't feel like it's different.
No.
To me, it's more, I would have probably said TikTok, like, a month ago.
Yeah.
But now, it's kind of different with everyone quarantined, where it's like, they're looking for stuff to do. To me, it's more like
learning new things.
To me, the thing that's weird is people wearing square ass 80s glasses that are like in their 20s
and like, or their 30s
no like your glasses. Or their 20s like it's like oh you're no, wearing these glasses are ugly and if
the
you weren't
big, like pink rimmed plastic grandma glasses with
yeah and they're rectangled like they're rectangled and ugly it's like yes you're youthful looking but like they still look like shit even though like you're young like when you're young, you can wear something shitty and retro, like, because you're young, I feel like it doesn't look as bad. But now it's like, like, we went to this new daycare, and there's definitely, like, a teacher that wears, like, these 80s, like, Wall Street glasses. But even if she's, like, young, she still looks like, wow, you're a serial killer reading our child, like, Pete the Cat books every day.
Have you thought that maybe you're just jealous because you're not cool enough to pull off that look?
Yeah, that's mostly what it is.
I prefer to say I was cool enough to get LASIK.
Ooh.
Oh, burn.
LASIK is too what? So
turn off the smoke alarm. That was a burn.
Oh. Corrective lenses into, forever. Boo.
I just got into glasses like 7 years ago. It's still new to me. I don't hate it like you guys.
I wore glasses before it was cool, Brooks.
Yeah, I wore glasses like second or third grade. So like when I got LASIK, I was like, man, this is the best. Like, I would have saved up money way earlier to do this.
Yeah.
Waking up in the middle of the night and walking to the bathroom and not worrying about stubbing my toe into a door jam is amazing.
Well, like,
when you stub your toe into a door jam going to the bathroom at 3 o'clock in the morning, you don't fall asleep.
Or at least no. Well, like, I fell asleep last night with my contacts in. I forgot to take them out, and I've had a headache all day because, you know, it sucks.
We got less than
1 minute.
I sympathize for anyone that wears contacts that has to put their hands in their eye during the coronavirus.
Oh, yeah. No.
It's true. Like, anyways, thanks for coming on, Chris.
Yeah, thanks for coming on. Sorry we had to fuck around with Zoom, but we'll figure out something better next week.
And look what I did.
I don't know where you're at. What do you play for the outro? I don't even know.
Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun.
All right.
I made this for Easter. I spent half so the day making this golden egg.
We're so
Look
proud
of
you.
Look at this thing.
What a treasure.
This is the kind of stuff I do. I'm quarantined.